Looking to make your next event pop with unforgettable style? Whether it's a birthday, wedding, grand opening, or even a corporate celebration, Cascaloons has you covered. From custom balloon arches to one-of-a-kind money and balloon bouquets, Cascaloons turns ordinary moments into show-stopping memories. Corporate clients, we specialize in elegant branded balloon designs that leave a lasting impression. Want to wow your loved one with a gift that floats and folds? Ask about our signature money balloon bouquets. They're the perfect combo of fun and flair. Born from a passion for creativity and joy, Cascaloons is proud to bring your vision to life with custom designs for any occasion. So don't wait. Like and follow us on all socials, Kazkalloons. More. Or call 214-997-4906 and get inspired for your next event. Cascaloons, where imagination takes flight, one balloon at a time.
Memphis always has a story worth sharing, and that's where Pulse of the Bluff comes in. Tune in daily for real conversations, good vibes, and the heartbeat of the Bluff City. We bring you the people, places, and moments that make Memphis special. So whether you're a local or just love its spirit, hit subscribe and join us. Pulse of the Bluff, because there's always something good to talk about. See you in the next episode. Listen to Pulse on the Bluff on your favorite podcast platform and subscribe to our YouTube channel.
Welcome to the Deep Dive. This is where we take the information you're curious about, maybe articles you've seen, notes you've gathered, and we pull out the key stuff.
Basically, helping you get up to speed efficiently.
Exactly. And today we're looking at an upcoming event, something with a really strong local tie, but also, I think, a wider message. It's Williams Walk in Memphis.
That's right. You sent over some news clips and event details.
Yeah, and putting them together, it gives a pretty clear picture. So this walk, it's set for Saturday, June 14th, 2025. Mm. And at its heart, it's about remembering William McConnell. He was a teenager in Memphis, tragically killed in a pedestrian crash back in 2022.
And the timing is significant too, isn't it?
Yeah.
Just before what would have been his 17th birthday.
Right. Very poignant. But it's clearly more than just a memorial.
Oh, absolutely. The sources make it clear there's a very strong purpose, raising awareness about pedestrian safety and really pushing for, you know, safer streets in Memphis.
It seems like a case where a personal tragedy has really sparked this community drive for change.
It really has. And that's what makes diving into these local sources so interesting. It shows that grassroots response.
Definitely relevant for anyone interested in community action, safety, local initiatives. Maybe lessons for other places, too. Okay, so let's start at the beginning. How did Williams Walk actually come about?
Well, like you said, the origin is deeply personal. It comes directly from that devastating loss of William McConnell in 2022. Mm. So the walk itself is a way to honor him, to remember him, and acknowledge the huge hole his loss left, not just for his family, but for the wider community.
And I saw a quote from his mother, Rebecca McConnell. She talked about how much William was loved and how that memory is now fueling this mission to stop similar things from happening.
Yeah, that really brings home the emotional core of it, doesn't it? It makes the call for safer streets feel very, very urgent.
It absolutely does. It takes it beyond just statistics.
Right. It's about a real person, a real family, deciding to turn that grief into something, well, proactive, into advocacy.
Okay, so for people who might want to participate or maybe just show support, what are the key details, the logistics?
Right, so the walk itself, the inaugural Williams Walk, is Saturday, June 14th, 2025.
June 14th, okay.
The times are 9.00 a.m. to 2.00 p.m. Central Daylight Time.
9 a.m. to 2 p.m.
And the location is the East Parkway Pavilion, which is inside Overton Park. The address is 389 East Parkway North in Memphis.
Overton Park. And I noticed Memphis Mayor Paul Young is planning to be there.
Yes, that's right. He's scheduled to give opening remarks.
That feels significant, having that official city presence.
It definitely signals recognition from the city leadership about the issue.
Mm-hmm.
And that ties back to the fundamental why of the walk.
Which is?
To raise awareness, loud and clear, about pedestrian safety, and to advocate, actively campaign for safer streets throughout Memphis.
And there's a specific reason this is so critical in Memphis, right? I saw a statistic mentioned.
Yeah, it's quite stark. According to Innovate Memphis, which is one of the organizers, Memphis actually has the highest rate of fatal roadway crashes in the entire U.S.
The highest. Wow.
That's sobering.
It really is. And the sources suggest it's often linked to things like, you know, street design that maybe prioritizes cars too much over pedestrians, or maybe issues with traffic, law enforcement in certain areas.
That really underscores the urgency then. This isn't just a memorial walk. It's got a strong advocacy component.
Exactly. It's very much about driving change. The money raised from the walk actually goes directly to support Williams Walk as an advocacy group.
Okay.
And they're working with local partners, state partners, trying to get real, tangible safety improvements made.
And there was a quote from Jackson McNeil. He's with Innovate Memphis.
Right, the transportation and mobility director there. His work focuses on how people move around the city safely.
And what was his point?
He basically stressed that these kinds of crashes, the fatal ones, the serious injury ones, they aren't just unavoidable accidents. He framed them as preventable.
Preventable.
Yes. And he called it a crisis, saying there's an urgent need for leaders to act on solutions we know can work. So the focus is on solutions, not just highlighting the problem.
That's a key part, it seems. Building on strategies that are already proven to make streets safer for everyone, walkers, cyclists, drivers. It sounds like a very practical, forward-looking approach.
Okay, so if someone goes to the event on June 14th, what's the experience like? What actually happens there?
Well, the main event is the community walk through Ovington Park. But it sounds like more than just the walk itself.
Mm-hmm.
They're planning space for people to connect, to remember William, obviously, but also to maybe reflect on the bigger issues.
And speakers beyond the mayor?
Yes. Remarks from Mayor Young, but also other community members are expected to speak. And then there's, you know, more typical event elements too. Food trucks, live music, family-friendly activities.
Okay. So it aims to be a supportive community gathering too, not just somber.
It seems that way. Trying to create a space that's both meaningful and engaging, bringing people together for the cause.
Makes sense. So what about the practicalities of joining in? Is there a cost?
There is a registration fee for adults, yes. It's $25.
And what does that cover?
That gets you participation in the walk itself, a commemorative t-shirt, and access to all the other activities happening there.
Okay, $25 for adults.
But importantly, kids under 18 can participate for free.
Oh, that's great. Makes it easier for families to come out together.
Exactly. Seems designed to be inclusive.
So if you're listening, maybe you're in the Memphis area or planning to be there June 14th, how do you actually sign up?
Registration is online. Through Eventbrite, we have a link here. It's eventbrite.com/e/Williams Walk Inaugural Walk Tickets Link Number. It should be easy to find searching for Williams Walk Memphis on Eventbrite, too.
Okay, Eventbrite. Good to know. But what about people who can't be there? Maybe they're listening from somewhere else, but they want to support the cause.
Yeah, there's an option for that, too. They've set up a donation page through GiveLively.
GiveLively. Okay.
The link for that is secure.givelively.org/donate/NATS. Well, it benefits Williams Walk, routed through the Mayor's Institute for Excellence in Government, Inc., which seems to be a supporting nonprofit.
Right, so even if you can't physically walk, you can contribute to their advocacy work.
Precisely. It allows for broader support, which is crucial for these kinds of initiatives.
Definitely. And if people want to stay updated, maybe follow their progress after the walk, where should they look?
They seem pretty active online. The materials mention Facebook, Instagram, and also Blueski.
Blueski, interesting.
Yeah. And they also have a website, though the specific URL wasn't in the info we had. But searching for Williams Walk, Memphis should probably bring it up. Those channels are likely the best bet for updates.
Good. And final logistical point.
Yeah.
If someone from the media wanted to cover it, or someone's interested in volunteering or just has general questions.
They provided direct contact info. There's an email. info@williams-walk.com.
info@williams-walk.com.
And a phone number, 901-264-9172.
Okay, great. Having those details is helpful. Now, looking back at the Eventbrite page, you mentioned tags or keywords associated with the event.
Yeah, they list several hashtags, things like #mobility, #transportation, #walk, of course, but also #memorial and #advocacy.
So those really reinforce the dual nature we've been talking about.
Exactly. It paints a picture of an event that sits at the intersection of several important themes. Then you also see #Memphis, naturally, #public safety, #pedestrian safety, #safe streets.
Right.
And of course, #WilliamsWalk itself. It really maps out the core concerns.
And it also noted that organizers explicitly innovate Memphis and Williams Walk.
Right. Highlighting that partnership between an established local innovation group and the specific advocacy group born from this tragedy.
So if we kind of zoom out for a second, this event in Memphis, while very specific and personal, it does speak to a much larger issue, doesn't it?
Absolutely. Pedestrian safety in cities.
Yeah.
It's a huge concern everywhere, really. This event forces us, or invites us maybe, to think about how vulnerable people are when they're just trying to walk or cycle in their own neighborhoods.
Yeah, it's easy to forget when you're mostly inside a car. It shifts the perspective to creating an environment safe for everyone, however they get around.
And it makes you wonder, you know, for you listening, are there similar efforts happening where you live, focused on pedestrian safety?
Or if not, maybe what could be the first step to start that conversation locally?
Good question.
So bringing it back to Williams Walk as we wrap up this deep dive, what are the main things to take away?
I think the core message is that this event on June 14th is, well, it's deeply meaningful. It's clearly a heartfelt tribute to William McConnell, but it's equally a powerful statement, an act of advocacy pushing for real change, for safer streets in Memphis. It really shows that community response to tragedy, channeling grief into action.
And just to lock in those details one last time, Saturday, June 14th, 2025, in Memphis, honoring William, driving improvements in pedestrian safety in a city that, based on the stats, really needs it. It feels like more than just a walk. Like you said, it's a call to action, a moment to remember together.
Absolutely. And maybe a final thought for you to take away, building on all this, considering what we've heard about William's walk, the reasons behind it, the safety statistics, what concrete steps do you think could actually be taken right where you live to make things safer for pedestrians and cyclists, all the vulnerable road users in your own community, something to mull over?
Advertise with Pulse of the Bluff, where connections ignite change. It's more than worth it. It's a game changer. Reach engaged listeners who care about culture, community, and Memphis's untold stories. With our ranked podcast streaming across 16 major platforms and socials, your brand gets targeted exposure to passionate locals and beyond. Authentic alignment with social impact content. Limited time special rate. Lock it in before it's gone. Call today, 901-208-1176. Learn more. PowerMediaSolutions.com. Pulse of the Bluff isn't just a podcast. It's a movement. Sponsor the conversation.